Everybody Eats. That commonality provided the basic underpinning for the debut Sonoma County Food Forum, where more than 300 farmers, consumers, producers and distributors, public health advocates, policymakers, and community members gathered to chart ways to ensure that all local residents have access to affordable, nutritious food. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors is one of the four co-sponsors of the day-long event. Stephanie Larson, director of the University of California Cooperative Extension Program in Sonoma County, says one clear goal was to begin developing policy recommendations for the board.
The idea of this food forum was to address what policies are impeding the access to local foods. And so given that this is going to the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors, we're definitely looking at what policies and regulations they might change or implement to help increase access to local foods.
Dozens of ideas bubbled up through a series of facilitated table-by-table conversations, covering everything from regional water management, school nutrition programs, land use policies, neighborhood gardens, and the collaborative marketing and distribution of local agricultural products. Shauna Davis, a chef and caterer, cheesemaker, and the owner of Epicurean Connection in Sonoma, also emphasized the importance of finding ways for growers and producers to work together to reach more distant markets. It's great for Sonoma County consumers to buy local, she observed, but that's not enough to sustain the agriculture industry here.
We have so many amazing products in Sonoma County that it's actually hard to select the product of choice. Where if you're a Sonoma County product on the shelf in somewhere, you're the only Sonoma product and you stand out. When you go into one of these amazing markets like Oliver's and the entire wall is 20 choices of beautiful yogurt, it's hard to decide which one. Everybody's vying for the same share of the market, but if we can work together and expand like the Select Sonoma County program was, then I think we could take the brand at least state, if not national.
Davis applauded the forum as a vehicle for not just bringing together the full spectrum of local ag stakeholders, but finding common ground among them.
I think we should look at agricultural issues as a nonpartisan topic because we're all obviously here to protect the farmland. We're here to produce our own products based on the quality that we feel each one of them are. With that said, we need to all unite and we have a strength and voice if we go work as a platform with the Farm Bureau, with the City Council, supervisors, senators, we can make that change.
In a region dominated by small farmers, ranchers, and producers, high-volume sales are just not an available option to economic survival, several panel members told the forum. They're hoping that consumers, both here and farther afield, can be encouraged to pay a bit more for higher quality. That, says Stephanie Larson, will require some broad public education efforts.
Consumer education will be continual. We're going to ramp up Farms to Institute programs, more education with the kids. And I think we like the idea of having a county-based person that was going out to the general public and educating them about agriculture, where their food comes from, and the importance of buying local.
Still, there are also some implacable economic forces to contend with. County Public Health Officer Dr. Mary Mattis-Gonzalez noted that the cost of 1,000 healthy calories may be as much as 11 times more than the same number of calories from a fast food vendor. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.